How long is it going to be in 100 years? It's going to be 21, 22.
Yeah.
So that's 100 years from now. You'll be dead for a while. I'll be dead for a while.
Yeah.
Probably nope. Will there be anybody alive that knows us?
Huh. In 100 years from now?
In 100 years.
I mean, do babies actually know you? And even, yeah, you know, it's not impossible that, like, a friend of mine just had a baby. That baby could live to 100.
Okay, but that baby doesn't really know you.
Well, the baby recognizes me. I see the baby on a regular basis.
Yeah, but I don't think in 100 years, if they say Cooper Lawrence, they're going to be like, I don't know what that is.
Well, no. Okay, well, hang on. Let's look at it like this. So if I live, I'm probably going to live another, let's say, 20 years or 15 years. The kid will still know me in 15 years when it's 15. So in 100 years,
when I know, it's 100. The old people you knew when you were 15, you don't remember.
No, that's true.
I mean.
Well, no, but people in your life, you do. Like, okay, my grandparents... They had this best friend named Zelda, and she was the coolest chick. I never knew, like, a cool old lady in my life. She was the coolest old lady. I'd go visit them. I'd go right to Zelda's house and be like, Grandma, Grandpa, hang on. I'm going to go. I'll be next door. Because Zelda was the coolest, and I would hang out with her. And she's got to be long gone, I would imagine, because, you know, she was old back then. And when I was, like, 10, she was old.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably long gone by now, but I remember her.
Will Chris Rock be remembered as funny or cringeworthy in 100 years?
Oh, funny. Have you seen any of his specials?
So people are going to look back and go, Chris Rock, funny.
Chris Rock, Bigger and Blacker, is iconic. That will live forever.
All right. 67% of people said, yeah, funny. 33% said cringe.
Well, that's also because they're thinking of the Oscar thing now, you know, because they have that going. If it wasn't for the Oscars, I think a bigger percentage would have said funny.
Are we going to remember Bigger and Blacker, or are we going to remember being smacked?
Smacked.
Smacked. Okay. Amy Schumer, 100 years, funny, cringe.
Neither. I don't think she's going to be remembered. I don't see her career being, she's not one of those iconic comedians. She's funny, but I don't think we're going to know her in 10 years.
Yeah, 73% of people said, we don't know who she is. Dave Chappelle.
Icon.
You think people are going to say funny? I don't know. You got to think 100 years from now.
Not even just funny. Funny and irreverent and a visionary. Things that he says now are going to be even more relevant in 100 years. I think he's an icon. Yeah, 100%.
No, I think he... Because he almost got canceled for one thing that he said. So he could be canceled in the next 5 years, then you don't remember him.
No, you can't cancel that guy. In fact, after all that, Netflix doubled down on him and paid him like another $100 million to do a bunch of specials for them. So he's not going anywhere.
Yeah, most people agree with you. David Letterman, funny or cringe?
I think he's already cringe. Yeah, I hate to say it. Yeah, I liked him for so many years when I was a kid. I used to like sneak up to my room and watch him when I was supposed to be sleeping, you know, but he's already cringe.
Yeah, now the only thing that you see about Letterman are the bad things that he said to people 20 years ago.
And not even the bad things, just the really inappropriate things. Like we look back at his interview with Paris Hilton.
Madonna.
Yeah, he asked really inappropriate questions. He asked really misogynistic questions, questions that he would never have asked a male celebrity.
Tiffany Haddish.
I'm not a fan. I'm sorry. I know that's an unpopular opinion. I'm sorry if you love Tiffany Haddish. I know, you know, here's the thing about her. I like her as an actress. I just don't think she's funny.
Yeah, 56% of people said funny.
Oh, yeah, I'm telling you, people love her. I apologize. I know that's an unpopular opinion. I like her as an actress. I like her in movies. I don't think she's funny.
Ellen.
Cringe.
Cringe. Ooh, 85% of people said cringe.
Yeah, she's already there.
She's already there. Jim Carrey.
Did you see he retired this week?
I know. And I thought he retired like 10 years ago. I was surprised that he's still working.
I thought it was interesting how he was like, I have enough. I've done enough. I have enough money. I have enough fame. I'm done. I think he's going to be remembered as funny. I know that a lot of people are going to say cringe because a lot of his stuff was slapstick, but I think that's going to have a resurgence.
I think if you talk out of your butt in a movie, it's always going to be funny.
Always going to be funny.
Yeah, 66% of people said funny. All right. I wonder if this was different now than it was a week ago. Will Smith.
I think he was always cringe.
Wow, 58% of people said cringe.
Yeah.
I think that ruined him. I think it ruined him.
It definitely ruined him, but I think he was already... Listen, after Men in Black, we discussed this last week, except for Men in Black, which a whole generation has no idea what that movie is, you said.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that anything he did other than Fresh Prince and Men in Black was all that interesting or all that good, or I didn't like any of his serious stuff. I've never really been a huge fan.
And I hate to say this for Jimmy Kimmel. We don't know who he is in 100 years.
Right. Yeah.
You know, that's 60% of people said funny. That's good.
He's very funny. No, he's 100% he's very funny. What I love about Jimmy Kimmel is he's really good off the cuff. Like, he's one of these people that he thinks really quick on his feet.
Mm-hmm.
So he's genuinely funny. He doesn't need a bunch of writers telling him what to say. But I just don't know if the talk show circuit, the talk show thing is going to be relevant in 100 years. Like, I mean, this generation's now that could care less about Johnny Carson.
Oh, no. No, that, you don't even want to go back and watch that. If it's
Right. He was iconic. He was the talk show host. It was like if he called you over to the couch, people that became talk show hosts after that wanted to be just like Johnny. Like, that was a thing. Here's Johnny in the movie. I mean, in The Shining. So that was a thing. And now nobody cares.
I love that they had to put this guy in. We don't know who he is now. Dane Cook.
No, he was never funny.
No, never.
No, we don't. Who is that?
75% of people said cringe. Sarah Silverman.
I love her.
I think too.
Here's the thing. I think she's really, really, really funny. I love her stand-up. We Are Miracles. I watch it over and over. I think it's really brilliant. I think she's too much on the fringe of comedy society. She's not a mainstay. She's not a star in the comedy world. Like, she's not one of those people. She's not a household name. I don't know why she isn't, because I think she's fucking hilarious and she's really brilliant and I love her. But in 100 years from now, I don't think they're going to know who she is.
And I think she's very hot. So
yeah, still hot.
Very hot. Jeff Foxworthy.
Well, what do people say about Sarah Silverman?
They say 57% said funny.
Well, no, but yeah, she is very funny now, but in 100 years.
They think she's still going to be funny.
Okay, good. I hope so.
Jeff Foxworthy.
I don't know his stuff. You're asking the wrong person. I couldn't tell you one Jeff Foxworthy thing. I don't know anything about him.
You might be a redneck.
Yeah, I heard of that, but I don't know the rest of that sentence. So.
Yeah, you have to be in the South to get that. So 60% said cringe on him. Poor guy. Kevin Hart in 100 years.
I never thought he was funny. You can't ask me that question. I don't know. I don't get him. I don't get Kevin Hart.
70% of people said funny.
Okay, well, then there you go.
Chelsea Handler.
Cringe.
61% of people said cringe.
Yeah, I told you. Yeah.
Steve-O.
Cringe.
The new Jackass movie, funny.
Okay.
Too much cock and balls in it, but it's still funny.
Okay. He's another one I don't really get, so all right.
Carlos Mencia.
I think he's funny. I know people get upset with, I think, is he one of the ones who was accused of stealing jokes? Was it him?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the TV comedians who was like super famous and... Was it him? I think he's funny. I'm sorry. I know people are going to be like, I think he's funny. I think he's going to be considered funny in 100 years from now.
Yeah. I mean, it's it's different for us because we're radio people and we've all interviewed Carlos 900 times.
And he's hilarious.
And
we love him.
He always brings it. He's one comedian. When he walks in the studio, he's going to bring it.
And everyone's happy to see him. He walks in, people come from miles around. Carlos, everybody loves him. So we think funny.
Yeah, he made me funny. So, but 72% of people said cringe. That's because he stole jokes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Rosie O'Donnell. Nobody's going to know who she is.
I don't think they're going to know who she is, but I think she's funny. Have you ever seen her stand-up? Her stand-up is great.
78% of people agree. Cringe.
Yeah. Yeah, I figure they all say cringe. Because her stand-up's very funny. I'm sorry. It just is.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Funny.
Yeah. I think we're going to look back at him and say...
Genius.
Genius. James Corden?
Cringe. Big cringe. Time cringe.
Jon Stewart?
No comment.
You dated him, so you have to take yourself out of that. 78% of people said funny. See?
Right.
You didn't stay with him. All these
right.
people loved him. You dropped him.
No comment.
Jack Black.
I think he's funny.
Yeah, I think he's awesome. 84% of people said funny.
Good.
Whitney Cummings?
She's another one. She's not all that famous.
Yeah.
You know, she's done a couple of things, and I couldn't tell you one joke about her. The answer is I don't know. I don't know enough about her to answer that question.
Yeah, because 54% of people said cringe. And last but not least, Adam Sandler.
He's like a cockroach. He's going to withstand the test of time and nuclear war and everything. He will be around forever.
Yeah, he's going to be the one guy out of this whole list that you're going to remember. And you're going to say that was funny.
His kids and grandkids and great-grandkids are still going to be making billions of dollars in 100 years from now off of him.
Yes, 68% of people said funny.